the blue one, Hank. No, it's the blue one. Well, no, because the orange one's for the countertops, Hank. The blue one's for the dishes.
Mom,
now.
It's me. It's
well,
mine.
Then just throw it away. No,
it's
Hank,
your
don't
son, Mom.
Just use it again. Oh, for oh,
Mom.
Honey. Oh, Dwayne, honey, Mom. Are you there now?
Yes, I'm here. You just called me, okay?
Well, you weren't picking up, honey, so I was just going to leave you a message now.
I'm here. I was just working. That's
oh, right. Working, huh? On what?
Huh?
Huh? What are you working on?
Oh, never mind. What can I do for you, Mom? What
oh, what huh? can I do for you, huh? Listen to him.
Okay.
Oh, what can I do for you, Mom? Huh? Dwayne, come on. This is your mother here.
I know that,
huh?
Mom.
Well, listen, honey. We just want to see what you're up to this summer now, huh?
You mean the whole summer? You mean
yes,
3 months?
Of course. Well, honey, don't be sarcastic now, huh? Listen. All right. Well, now your dad and I were just talking about going up to the cabin. I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend. Honey,
right.
You know?
I'm aware of that, yes.
Right. So we were going to open up the cabin, maybe put the dock in. But, you know, I suppose we could hire someone to come up and do it for us, you know.
Sort of busy this weekend.
Oh, of course you are. Well, I mean, I assumed you would be, honey,
well,
and that's just fine. You know what? We don't have to put the dock in. I mean, we don't even need to keep the cabin, for goodness sake, honey. I mean, you know, we only keep it because we thought, well, maybe someday, you know, if you should ever have a family, you know, you might like to take them there, huh?
Mother, you know...
I mean, we only bought the cabin for you 40 years ago,
huh? I know that.
So the three of us could be a family, you know, honey, and swim and fish and walk in the woods.
Right.
And become close.
I know.
Like a close family.
I know, Mom.
Huh?
I know. You've
said
this before.
Maybe you'd like to come and do that this summer, honey, just for a week or so, huh?
Okay, I'll think about it, Mom. I may have to go.
And now, from the hushed reading room of the Herndon County Library, we bring you Ruth Harrison, Reference Librarian.
Oh, Trent.
Huh?
Take off that iPod, please. This isn't fun time.
I was listening to an audiobook, Miss Harrison.
Oh, audiobooks are for people driving in cars. What, are you too lazy to pick up a book in your own two hands?
Well, I was eating a sandwich.
Well, reading is a sensual experience, Trent. Yes, you feel the heft of the book in your hands, and you smell the paper, and you lick your finger, and you turn the page. You're not supposed to sit there inert with a lump stuck in your ear.
Gosh, you seem to disapprove of everything I do, Miss Harrison.
I'm only correcting you, Trent. Sensible people don't mind being corrected. It's how we learn. Oh, my, for silly. Where did I put my glasses? Well, they were right here in my hand.
They're on the top of your head, Miss Harrison.
Oh.
Connected to that chain around your neck.
Yes, yes. Well, so they are. Well, then never mind.
Right. You look like you're all freaked out, Miss Harrison.
It's called anxiety, Trent. It has nothing to do with freakishness. It has to do with the library board. Oh, and speaking of which, look out.
Good afternoon, Ruth.
Mr. Parker.
Made you jump, huh?
Well, you startled me, yes.
Good, good. About time we saw some life around here. Just a minute, I gotta do something.
And what is that, Mr. Parker? A tape measure?
Look, I'm taking measurements for the new media center, Ruth. The library board voted for it last night. Too bad you missed the meeting.
You're putting a media center right in the middle of the card catalog?
We're moving the card catalog. Ruth.
What?
We're going to store it outside near the dumpsters. We need to make room for the e-books.
The e-books?
We're getting into e-books. Books you can download. We're done running the library as a private club, Miss Harrison. It's time we get some butts in the seats. Somebody under the age of 60.
You will introduce e-books over my dead body, sir.
If necessary, yes.
All right. Recall your...
This word now from the American Duct Tape Council. And here is devastatingly beautiful supermodel, Cynthia Maxwell.
Fashion is, constantly changing, okay? And one day it's the androgynous look, and then it's the really slutty look, you know, and everybody's wearing python pants, and then it's the homeless look, and everybody's pushing grocery carts full of tin cans, and then suddenly everybody's wearing embroidered skirts like we're in 4-H or something. But no matter what, a woman must stay devastatingly beautiful at all times, and maintain the fragile waif-like innocence of a 12-year-old child. And, you know, when something goes terribly wrong, everybody is staring at it like it's a flashing neon sign in your face. What are you looking at me like that for?
Nothing.
You're looking at my left eyebrow, admit it.
I'm just struck by your beauty.
That's... No, you're staring at this one hair follicle that got infected, and you're thinking, oh, is that a big pimple or what, aren't you?
No, it didn't even cross my mind.
Yes, there's redness there, isn't there?
It looks fine to me.
I moisturized, I used cleanser.
No problem.
I called my facial man, Mr. Chuck, but he is not picking up. He is not responding to his pager.
What if you just put some flesh tone on it?
Oh, you are staring at it. I could kill you, and so I will. Serves you right. You want to know what drop dead beautiful means? That's what it means.
Today is Sue Scott Day as we present the Overactors Theater starring Sue Scott. So many people have asked me how I got started in radio, and in fact, just last week, a little girl asked me.
Hey, how did somebody like you ever get into radio, huh? Well, you must have had a friend who got you in, didn't you? Hey, did your dad own a station?
No, he didn't. I had to work my way up from the bottom. I was a waiter in this restaurant called the Roxy, and it was next door to radio station WLB in Minneapolis, known as the Air Castle of the North back then, and all of the big radio stars hung out there.
Hey, Carson, look, it's Lulu Lane, the star of Goody Goody and Stick to Your Knitting.
Hey, waiter, you, over
yes,
here.
Yes, sir.
Miss Lane's croutons are soggy, and the parsley on her halibut has gone limp.
I'm sorry.
Bring us some fresh.
Yes.
And this sparkling water, it's sparkling, but it's not quite sparkling enough.
Okay.
Bring us some that really shimmers. And hurry.
Yes, sir.
We have a show in 2 hours.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, young man.
Yes, ma'am.
You're a man of the theater. I can tell by the way you project yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm only a waiter, Miss Lane. I was a busboy until just 2 months ago.
Oh, surely you've appeared in theater.
No, I never have.
Or dreamed of appearing in theater?
My dream has always been waiting on table and making people happy in small ways.
Oh, how boring, how tedious.
Well, perhaps to some, but to me, the thought of bringing happiness in simple ways, bringing the breadbasket right away when people sit down, refilling the water glass in a timely manner, bringing a clean napkin, the prompt removal of crumbs
young man,
after the entree, yes.
You take away the W from waiter and the I and the E and add an S and switch the A and the T and you've got the word star.
Star?
Don't you realize?
Perhaps.
That?
But entertainment is not the only art, Miss Lane. They also serve who stand and wait.
Oh, do me a favor. Please recite me these lines. When in disgrace, with fortune in men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries and think upon myself and curse my fate. Go ahead, say that, please.
I see you left some blanks on your job application, ma'am. Hair color. I see you're a blonde.
Oh, right. Yes, right.
How old are you?
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 22. Hmm?
And what is your name?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Mandy.